From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. to increase support for retaking Mosul. 8 U.S. attack helicopters will join Iraq's campaign to capture the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says as many as 200 U.S. troops will provide crews for the helicopters, help with logistics, and provide advice.
This is on top of what we're already doing, which is providing air power, command and control, other fires, training, sustainment, logistics, the very important, by we here now, I mean the United States, but also our coalition partners.
Carter had traveled to Iraq to talk with U.S. commanders and Iraqi leaders. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court Monday, while inside, the justices heard opening arguments in the case U.S. v. Texas. The case involves a lawsuit questioning the legality of President Barack Obama's executive orders on immigration. Brazil is awaiting the next step in the impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. In 6 hours of raucous voting Sunday, Brazil's lower house of Congress, the Chamber of Deputies, voted overwhelmingly to start the impeachment process. The Senate could vote as early as May to proceed with impeachment against Ms. Rousseff. A court in Kiev has convicted two Russian servicemen captured in eastern Ukraine of terrorism and other crimes. It sentenced them to 14 years in prison. The court on Monday found Alexander Alexandrov, Yevgeny Yurferev, guilty of waging a war of aggression against Ukraine, assisting a terrorist group, and committing an act of terrorism. This is VOA News. U.S. presidential candidates campaigned Monday in New York, a day ahead of the state's crucial Democratic and Republican presidential primary elections. Here is former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
And if you will stand up for me and vote tomorrow, the polls will be open until 9 p.m. I will stand up and fight for you through this campaign and into the White House.
Democrat Bernie Sanders, trailing Clinton in the opinion polls, is throwing a nighttime concert in New York City. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump is in the lead over his two rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. An Israeli police official says a bus explosion in an industrial area of Jerusalem Monday wounded at least 21 people. The blast was originally thought to be due to a malfunction on the bus, but officials now say the cause was due to an explosive device. Officials are investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. The death toll from an earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 350. Rescuers continue to pull bodies from flattened buildings. Rescuers Monday pulled three people out of rubble after they had been trapped for more than 32 hours in the rubble of a shopping center. The 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Ecuador's northwest coast late Saturday. The United Nations envoy says the Syrian opposition has postponed its participation in peace talks due to what it calls government violations of a ceasefire. Both sides have accused the other of ceasefire violations during the past 2 months. United Nations mediator Stefan de Mistura says that negotiations will continue and that the rebel delegation would remain in Geneva.
And possibly at my own suggestion, to pursue technical discussions with myself and my team, particularly on the issues related to Resolution 2254 and the political transition.
The UN launched the latest round of indirect peace talks last week between the Syrian government and opposition. United Nations envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, says peace talks that were set to start Monday between Yemen's warring parties have been delayed. He said he was working to overcome the latest challenges and urged the delegations to show good faith and participate in the talks. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke with South Sudan's president and the top rebel leader Monday, urging them to quickly establish their transition government. That is seen as a vital step to ending the country's civil war. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.